represent the Grand Chaplain, who is indeed the Reverend Dr. Walter T. Richardson, as we come together this morning for corporate and collective prayer. What a joy it is. And I pray that you had wonderful weekends of worship where you gathered together, a wonderful weekend of worship as you gathered together and did not forsake the assembly of the saints, and that God has indeed manifested himself in a mighty and miraculous way. On behalf of both Dr. Richardson and shouting out our great brother and the 41st Grand Bachelors, Brother Dr. David Marion, we are delighted to be able to come together in this way. It's my prayer that as we go forward today with stellar leadership, that God will continue to bless us. It's my joy and privilege, and I pray that the 40th Grand Bachelors, whose immediate past, Brother Antonio F. Knox Sr., is on the call, and he will greet us in his own individual and unique way. Let's rise in the true Omega Spirit to receive him as he comes to greet us with a hearty amen.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers.
Amen.
Good morning. And brothers, I rise to you. And I come this morning again thanking you. Thank you for your prayers as the Lord granted us traveling mercies as we went down to Charleston this past weekend and had a great time as they celebrated the 80th anniversary, as well as opening an endowment at the Medical University of South Carolina for African-American students. And then the Lord blessed us to be able to travel back and to make it to the funeral, the homegoing service of Brother Horace Townsend, where the church was full. The church was full of brothers coming out to support the family. And I thank all that were able to be there to support his family. I know that we'll continue going forward. Brothers, I thank you for being who you are and for showing up at a time of need for the families and for showing up for the community at a time of need. As we go through this time, and I had an opportunity to share, and I'm learning about how we're still going through things, how our people are being moved and our people are being displaced. And if not for Omega and a lot of situations, it would turn out bad. But the Lord has blessed us. The Lord has blessed us and allowed us to be there and to be there right on time and representing as he would have us to do. So, brothers, please continue doing as you have. Please continue. I know Dr. Richardson is going to continue the prayer call as he is recognized and participate in the difference that it's making. And I'm sure Brother Marion will be quite pleased as you go forward and continue creating that change and continue creating the positive and representing our brand the way it should be represented. The Reverend Doctor, I can't thank you and the chaplains enough and all the prayer warriors that's on the call for the difference that you're making within the fraternity, within your communities, and within this country. I thank you, and I love you all.
Amen.
Brother Brian, thank you. We love you, and we pray God's richest blessings upon you. Delighted that you had an opportunity to travel, and God granted you travel mercies, and we are continuing to lift up the Townsend family as our brother transitioned from labor to reward and entered into the sanctity of the eternal dwelling of Omega Chapter. Brothers, what a joy it is that they established this endowment down at the University of South Carolina at the medical school, that brothers would be blessed and others who are students of color, to be able to go on and attain a medical degree with the assistance of Omega Psi Phi. It's amazing what we continue to do, not boasting or bragging, but making an impact in a transformative way. It's our joy this morning to present the 8th District Chaplain, the original, authentic, genuine Larry King Live, who will come and bless us this morning as he shepherds us into the sanctity and sacredness of God's throne room in glory. Let's receive Brother King with a hearty amen.
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 Amen, Brother King.
Good morning, Brother Grand. Brother Grand, so good to hear all of the brothers' voices on this phone call this morning. Let us pray. Father, we pause to invoke thy blessings, and as we enter into this worshipful experience, we ask that you come, Heavenly Father, come, Heavenly Dove, with all thy quickening power. Be with us this morning, Lord, with each and every one on this call. We welcome you, here, Father, and we ask that you send your spirit and touch those of us on this call. And we want to thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us and all that you will do. And we're coming to you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Brothers, I hope you had a great weekend. This is August 20th, and it's so amazing to see how fast this calendar year is going. This is day 233. And this morning we're going to talk about judgment, the East and West. Brothers, gloating over the fate of another is one sure way to share that fate. Judah's neighbors, smug in their arrogance, stand next in line for Ezekiel's declaration of judgment. Ammon, Moab, Edom, Philistia, Tyre, none will escape God's wrath according to Ezekiel's vision of doom. Age-old adversaries and great commercial empires alike will topple to show the world that God's justice cannot be thwarted. Brothers, we're going to look at chapters 24 through 28 in the book of Ezekiel. Chapter 24, Tears for Ezekiel. And the subject of that will be Dead Wife. Chapter 25, Terrors of Ammon, Moab, Edom, and Philistia. And the topic of that chapter will be Deadly Warfare. Chapters 26 through 28, we'll look at topping of Tyre, and that has two focal points. One is pride, and the other is king, and the subject is deadly weapons. As we look at our daily walk, do you have a problem with pride? If you answer no, are you proud of that fact? Consider for a moment these insightful words on the subject of pride, a problem not limited to Ezekiel's days. Brothers, pride is a vice not limited to the emperors of far-flung realms. Almost anyone, by comparing himself with those who have less talent, less success, or less popularity, can emerge with a feeling of satisfaction that is the very opposite of humility. So what is the remedy for pride? You'll find the prescription in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It's the daily realization that all you are and have is a gift from God. The king of Tyre got into pride problems by forgetting that fact. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 19 shows numerous ways in which pride tripped the king of Tyre. Are you in danger of being tripped up as well? Then spend a few minutes reviewing these potent proverbs about pride as its pitfalls. And they are found in the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Our insight for this morning: stuck up equals brought down. The king of Tyre had become proud. According to Proverbs 6:16 through 19, pride or haughty eyes is at the top of the list of things God hates. God hates pride. And do we have the right to be prideful, haughty, egotistical, and proud? Of course not. Because everything we have, everything we've done, is a gift. It's a gift from God. So we thank God for blessing us. And we, in turn, would want to bless others, not looking down on anyone, understanding that everything we have is a gift. Now, this morning, brothers, we are going to look at several prayer requests. And first is from Brother Benjamin Foster. He wrote, "I thank the Creator of time for Brother Staccato Powell and your fellowship. Please pray for traveling mercies as we return our son to Hampton University this week, and the health and safety of all students on college and university campus throughout the nation." He writes, "I request special prayer for the family of Sister Aretha Franklin in times of need and healing, of Bishop Michael Curry as he recovers from prostate cancer surgery." Amen. Brother Bernard Moses, he wrote, "I request continuous prayer for Brother Theodore Green. Brother Green has been diagnosed with cancer and is also undergoing dialysis. Brother Cedric Blue, he wrote, "I want to say thanks to my Lord. He has sent the word through Duke Hospital that I no longer have cancer, 100% gone. Amen." He wrote, "I want to ask the brothers to pray for God with me to watch over my son Ethan as he starts a new job. He's asking that we pray that God will order our steps and lead us in the path of righteousness and holiness." Amen, Brother Blue. Reverend Dr. James Edwards III, he wrote, "Prayers for our brother Reverend Darrell Williams of Zeta Iota Chapter, who has been admitted to the hospital." Yes. Brother E.D. Hall, "Thank God for travel mercies for members of the Hall family who were in Wilson, North Carolina for our family reunion this past weekend. Please pray that the family of Brother Horace Townsend passed away on Monday from lung cancer. Brother Edward Fuller, who is recovering at home following a recent surgical procedure. For cancer patients Zoe Barnes, Rodney Batts, Darmella Gaskin Barnes, Betty Jean Lucas, Malia Spears, Stephen Murphy, and Virginia Jackson, who both have myopathy. He asked that we continue the healing and recovery from surgery for Johnny Core, Beverly Eaton, Karen Hunt. Healing from diabetes for Brother Hall's sister, Ava. Brother Edward Brannan and Brother Burnell Colon as they continue through the aging process. And brothers, I want to thank you as you pray for each and every request that I am reading off this morning. Be in meditation and prayer. Brother Larry Lewis says, I am requesting prayer for Caleb Brunson, who is in hospice care at Virtue Hospital in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Pray for peace and strength for his family during these times. Pray for Essie Johnson, who is taking chemo treatment for bone cancer. And pray for her caregiver, Brother Rayford Johnson. Pray for hope and strength in him. Pray for Sheila Scott, who is taking chemo treatment for cancer. And pray for her caregiver, Brother Benjamin Scott. Brother Courtney Miller, he wants us to pray. He says, family of Lori Wesley Yarish, who passed last week, and Brother Sean Lacey for the loss of his grandfather. And brothers, I would like for you to pray for a 50-year brother, Brother Dr. Dennis Miller, who died last week. We ask that you pray for Brother Walter Hayes from Omicron Zai chapter as he recovers from shoulder injury. Brother Ray Johnson, he says, pray for Rebecca Turner, a vendor at the Greensboro Farmers Market who recently underwent surgery. And we all want to be in prayer for Brother Johnson. He has a second interview for a position at 1:30 today. And we are praying that for great success, Brother Johnson. And he says, add your faith to his faith, that it is so, and that he can be used by God in this position. Amen. Brother John Gumby, he says, God bless all the senior brothers of the fraternity and remember the grand officers for all of their hard work and remember their undergraduate brothers for all that they do. Remember the brothers on the prayer line. Amen. And Brother Ty Johnson, thanksgiving for 48 years of marriage to my college sweetheart, Ori Maxine, praying for continued blessings. Amen, Brother Johnson. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. You've been so good to us. Father, we acknowledge that everything we have and everything we do is a gift. So we are not to be haughty, egotistical, proud. We are to be thankful. We are to be looking and see how we can spread the gifts you gave to us with other people. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, all that you will do. And, Lord, we will be careful to give you the praise as we come to you now in spirit, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, my brother.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.